Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You have tuned in too. Hallelujah. You have tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And this is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches Byrd. Are you there, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Look, Pastor Peaches, you know, before we go any further, I want you to give the housekeeping suggestions, because I got to key up this song again, because I feel my help coming. Come on now. I got to key it up again. Bless be God. Hallelujah.
Bibles and your composition notebooks, your ink pens, your pencils, your flares. You can take some notes. Hallelujah. If you put them in a composition notebook, you're more than likely to be able to refer back to them and keep up with them. You're going to be able to look back on them for the rest of the week. And even later, get your communion elements, get some juice, some water, some milk, whatever, a cracker, a cookie, whatever you want to use as your elements to take your communion. I'm going to get your Bible, your something to write with, a composition notebook, and your elements for communion. Call all the children and call all the family in around. Tell everybody to give them the phone number to be able to call so that they can listen. So that everybody will be able to hear the word of God.
Hallelujah. And you know what, Pastor Peaches? I was able to key it up again. And here we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me do something here. Let me see if this is going.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If I'm getting it right. I'm trying to get it.
It's time to get your praise on. Let's do it. Talk to us to everybody. Clap your hands.
All right, everybody, clap your hands. Get your tambourine, your little drums. Hallelujah. Your congas, your everything. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey,
we worship you.
We worship you,
oh Lord. Right.
We magnify your name.
Your hands. Look out.
day long.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just so excited right now. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. You have tuned in. And first of all, we want to thank all of you that have been sending in our love gifts and folk who've been helping to build the hospital in Uganda. You know, we don't ask for a whole lot. Hallelujah. We ask for, $3.21 to help build the hospital in Uganda. That's all we ask for. We ask for pennies. Send us pennies. We thank God for a sister that gave us about 15 pounds of pennies, and one sister gave us about, 50 pounds of pennies? Glory to God. We thank God for all of you because, see, $1, one U.S. dollar is worth 365.33 shillings in Ugandan money. And so we're building a hospital with pennies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So look here. If you want to contribute, you can do it one of three ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can send through the Potter's House Church, or you can Bishop Byrd through the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Or you can go to, hallelujah, glory to God, dhrministries.org. And you can go on there and you can look at all the things that Helene Russell Ministries are doing in Africa, in the country of Uganda. To give you a little idea, the country of Uganda is a little smaller than the state of Oregon. But see, Oregon has about 4 million people. Uganda has 43 million people, and there are only 155 hospitals in Uganda. People are dying trying to get their kids, trying to get themselves to a hospital. And so we have taken upon ourselves to partner with the Helene Russell Ministries and Dr. Helene Russell herself to help build this hospital in Uganda. And the ground has been broken, and we want it to be completed this year. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So, again, we take your pennies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can call us on the phone if you want us to come and get your pennies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's 410-444-5152. Pastor Peaches, you want to give that number again?
The number to you, the contact information, 410-5152. You want to send a communication through the pastor's, the Potter's House, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. At this time, we're going to continue what we started last week. We're giving excerpts from the book You Can, You Will, and this is directed to the leaders in the body of Christ, but it's for everyone. So here we are. Let's
do it. 11, 8 through 40. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1, New American Standard Bible. A famous mountain climbing resort in the Swiss Alps caters to businesses that encourage their employees to hike up the mountain trails together. The goal is to build camaraderie and to teach teamwork. Although it is about an 8-hour trek to the summit, anyone with normal walking ability can ascend to the top. Each morning, the hikers gather at the base of the mountain for a pep talk before starting the climb. Usually, the group is so excited they can hardly wait to head up the slopes, to have a group picture taken, and to celebrate their victory. They hike for several hours before taking a break. Approximately halfway up the mountain stands a quaint alpine restaurant. About noon, the weary hikers trudge into the restaurant, peel off their hiking gear, and plop down by the fireplace to have a cup of coffee or drink some hot chocolate and eat their lunch. With the mountain as their backdrop, the hikers savor the warm, cozy, picturesque setting. Interestingly, after they are full and comfortable, less than half the hikers choose to continue climbing to the top of the mountain. It isn't because they aren't able. It isn't because the climb is too difficult. Their reluctance to continue is simply because they are satisfied with where they are. They lose their drive to excel, to explore new horizons, to experience vistas they'd never previously imagined possible. They have tasted a bit of success, and they think this is good enough. Many times we do something similar. We have a goal to break a bad habit, to lose some weight, or to pay off our credit cards. At first, we're so excited. We're fired up, and we go after it. But over time, we get lazy. We get complacent. Maybe we see a little improvement, but then we get comfortable right where we are. Where we are may not be a bad place, but we know it's not where we're supposed to be. We're not stretching our faith. We're not pursuing the excellence that God has placed in our hearts. Well, Joel, I'm doing pretty well with my goal, one fellow said. I used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and now I smoke only one. Another person said, I used to be 50 pounds overweight, but I've lost 10 pounds recently. I'm happy for you, I told these individuals. That's a good start, and it took some real effort to get where you are. But don't get comfortable. Don't be satisfied with a little improvement. Begin believing for better progress and press on to God's best. Maybe you own a business and you've experienced a bit of success. Lately, however, you've been coasting, thinking that perhaps you've reached your limits. You're not stretching your faith. You aren't believing for an increase in your customer base or your profits. No, don't stop halfway. Go on up to the top of that mountain. Believe God for more. Dare to step out of your comfort zone today. God has so much more in store. Keep pursuing and keep believing. It doesn't take any more effort to believe and stay filled with faith than it takes to develop a negative and defeated attitude. Get up every day and say, this is going to be a good day. I believe my dreams are coming to pass. God has great things in store. When you have that kind of attitude, you are releasing God's supernatural power in your life, and before long, you will begin experiencing more of God's goodness. But it doesn't come easily. People who see their dreams come to pass are people who have some resolve, some backbone, people who refuse to settle for somewhere along the way. In the Old Testament, Abraham was one of the heroes of faith, a man with whom God established a covenant that still impacts the world today. Ironically, many years earlier, Abraham's father, Terah, had hoped to move to the place where God later led Abraham. The scripture says, Abraham's father left Ur and set out for Canaan. See Genesis 11, 31. Now, Canaan was the promised land, and Terah had intended to lead his family to that land of abundance. But the scripture reveals that Terah stopped along the way and settled in Haran. See Genesis 11, 31. Why did he stop there? No doubt it was difficult traveling with his flocks, herds, family members, and all of their possessions. You can imagine how stressful that was, not to mention what a big headache moving must have been 4,000 years ago. Finally, Terah said, I can't go any farther. I know this isn't the promised land, but let's just settle here. It's good enough. At least we can survive here. I wonder how many times we do the same thing. We have a big dream in our hearts. We're going to excel in our careers, excel as parents, excel in our walk with God. We get started, but then things get difficult, and achieving our goal doesn't happen as quickly as we had hoped. Perhaps similar to Abraham's father, we say, let's just settle here. It's not really what we wanted, but it's good enough. Don't fall into that trap. You are made for more than good enough. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I am not going to settle for mediocrity. Things may be difficult. Nothing may be going my way right now. But I'm going to keep pursuing God. I'm going to trust God to help me expand my horizons and keep believing for all that he has for me. I'm going to make it all the way into my promised land.
Hallelujah. We thank God for his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor's Corner today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Forever.
glory to God, in North Hollywood, California, and look, Sterling over there, the beautiful family over there, and what is that, Oregon? Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, somewhere over there in the Northwest. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, and Minister Linda, hallelujah, and Barry, and Reggie, and David, and Scooter, and Alan, and Donya, and Tiffany. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, and Diamond, and Coco. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and Ronald Harrison, and Mother Dolores Harrison, and hallelujah, glory to God. What are some of the, Yvette, hallelujah, glory to God. Angie, glory to God. All of his relatives there, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey, hallelujah. Angela Hill, Janetta McCoy, and Raymond McCoy. Senior and Junior, and Byron, Senior and Junior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we got you today. Apostle Margie Mercer and Bishop-elect, hallelujah, Norman Nevins. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Apostle Kevin Barber and Pastor Sherry Barber. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee and Dr. Theodis Lee. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, oh, my goodness, Tanya and David and Calvin in Ellicott City and Danielle, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, in Columbia, hallelujah, and Nikki in Parkville, come on now, hallelujah, and Lachelle in Northwest Baltimore, hallelujah, glory to God, God bless Tyvon, come on now, hallelujah, glory to God, in East Baltimore, and in Reisterstown, there's a young fellow named Earl Junior, hallelujah, God bless you, hallelujah, God bless you for tuning in. Oh, we thank God for all you, QB, God bless you, and hallelujah, glory to God. Another Cynthia, glory to God, and Dominique, and Justin, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah.
We got some new listeners in South Baltimore.
Yes.
Down in Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill.
And Miss Teresa.
Is that Donald Carter? Come on now.
Miss Teresa.
Teresa, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Donald Mother Elise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Denise Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Alicia Dempsey. Come on now. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Oh, my goodness. Sheila from Justice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Mother Boopy from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Glory to God. Where did you get that name from? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jerry from Rocky Mount. And Darby from Tarboro, North Carolina. And Ricky and Tony in South Carolina and Georgia. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. We thank God for all these. Hallelujah. The nine pastors over there in Africa. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Bishop Carl Pierce and Bishop Bart Pierce, God bless you. Hallelujah. Pastor, God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah. We praise, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for just blessing and just.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And look, we share with everybody. Hallelujah. I don't want y'all to call us right now. That's the number we gave earlier. Call us after the service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we are having a good time. We just wanted to send a shout out to you. So many of you. Regina Bruce, God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Denise Williams, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Janice, Minister Janice, and Yvonne, hallelujah, and Carl, and glory to God. Hi, Warsaw, hallelujah, my Easter Warsaw, and Darby Warsaw, hallelujah, the whole family, hallelujah, glory to God. My. I know I left out a whole lot of folk, but that's all right. I'm throwing your names up into the atmosphere because we're, glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord is present to heal and deliver right now in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to do our Old Testament and New Testament scripture right now. Hallelujah. Y'all need to go to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. verses 1 through 6.
Hallelujah.
And Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Pastor Peter, when you're ready, you say amen.
Amen.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God.
Yes, yes.
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand,
hallelujah,
so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
for the reading of the Old Testament scriptures. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, New Testament scripture is Romans 12, 1 and 2. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God,
hallelujah,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy,
hallelujah,
acceptable unto God,
hallelujah,
which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the hearers, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, do you have a word of encouragement or a testimony you'd like to share at this time?
Hallelujah. Thank God for bringing us through this day, through this time and point in in this day without any hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. Thank God for allowing us to even travel and go into uncharted territories in the job area. Thank God for blessing me with good co-workers, people that don't mind working together. Thank God for just all that he is doing and going to do.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for vision, being able to see, I guess, what's down the road, or not having a fear to go into new areas. And my supervisor on today, she said, if you, I guess the rear view mirror is small because certain things just have to leave behind. The mirror, the window in front is wider than the rear view mirror that shows what's behind you. And that's how we have to, you know. So sometimes I remember Joyce Meyer said in her book, she said, do it afraid. When you're going into uncharted territory or doing something new, sometimes you may be shaking at your knees or scared or afraid because you've never done certain things before, but you have to do it afraid. And I thank God for being with me every step I take, every move that I make. I am trusting in the Lord to be with me, and God said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And don't you know, I believe, fear not. My mother told me one time, she said, fear not is in the Bible 366 times. And you know what? Even in the leap year, it's a fear not even for the extra day that's in the leap year. Thank God for Jesus and his word and his comforting power. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Well, bless God. And guess what? Hallelujah. You know what time it is? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Communion time.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we must understand that communion is not a ritual.
Hallelujah.
It is the meal that heals. It is the meal that gives life.
Yes.
Serves life. Revives life.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a supernatural occurrence when you take communion. And for those who are good students of the Bible, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
That the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ
Hallelujah. Is
what we deal with in Holy Communion.
Amen.
Not the representation of it, but the actual body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We get a blood transfusion. We get, hallelujah, a healing transfusion. Glory to God. You need to understand this. 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
thank you, God,
verses 23-30. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we do that right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, one of the things that we do, we understand the covenant names of God. And as we speak the covenant names of God out loud, he becomes that to us. So one of the greatest covenant names of our Lord, in Jesus' name, is Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin.
Hallelujah.
Father God, hallelujah. We repent right now. Everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's book of life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no resentment. No guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Again, we examine ourselves. Right now, we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Mm. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Mm. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Mm. Isaiah 55:11 says, hallelujah, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. And hallelujah, Psalms 138:2 says, there's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we thank you for your word. Hallelujah, glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we ask that you would bless us, anoint us, sanctify us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That your word say in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles right now, all over the world. Glory to God. We're thinking that cancers are disappearing right now. Tumors are dissolving and vanishing right now. Hallelujah. New knees, new kidneys. Hallelujah. New spleen, new bladder. Hallelujah. New hearts, new lungs. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. High blood pressure is coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Glory to God. Arthritis is disappearing. Rheumatism is disappearing. Gout is disappearing. Ganglionic cysts are disappearing right now in Jesus' name. All over the world. Glory to God. Stop ears are unstopping right now. Pop, pop, pop. They're popping. You can hear now. Say Jesus. Oh, thank Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Folks that couldn't talk. Hallelujah. But glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, open your mouth and say, Jesus. Oh, come on, say it a little louder. Jesus. Oh, say it like you mean it. Jesus.
Jesus.
A little bit of attitude. Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Your word say, Lord, in Matthew 15:26, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, in Galatians 3:26, in Psalms 100, hallelujah, that healing is the bread of your children, and we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And again, healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give the Lord some praise up in here. Hallelujah, give the Lord some praise of wherever you are. Give him some praise for his healing today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He declared, this is a new testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I mean it so much that I wrote it in my blood. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Take, drink. Hallelujah. Right now, let's drink it together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Glory to God. Exodus 12, verse 13. God said, when I see the blood, glory to God. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you, because I see the blood. I thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts, of our homes. The blood covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a nullifier, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. We curse the curse. Hallelujah. We cancel the curse. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail right now. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the life of Lynn, hallelujah. Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sterling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Barry. David. Scooter. Hallelujah. Reggie. Booty on the boat. Shakana. Alan. Bush. Shakana. Daniel. Hallelujah. Rushi. Kate. In the boat. Shakana. Pray. Tiffany. Moody. The boy. She. Kate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Every man, woman, boy, and girl that I mentioned earlier. In the life of Elder Rosetta Karen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevailed today. Hallelujah. In the life of Angela Hill, Janetta McCoy. Sheila, I'm Jessup. Come here and intoxicated in the war. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, decimates, annihilates, unties, undoes, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect. Hallelujah. Utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie right now in Jesus' name. Clip, clip, clip. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cuts all. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Precious name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah, glory to God, for Holy Communion today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your wisdom and your understanding and your knowledge, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, we are the Shakara. Father God, we thank you for our family daily for confession.
Yes.
And we stand in the gap. Hallelujah. We take the place of. We speak as if those in our family, saved and unsaved, hallelujah, are wanting to get saved or don't even want to pay attention to the fact that they need God. We stand in the gap for every one of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our extended family, according to, glory to God, Job 22:28, hallelujah, Romans 4:17, glory to God, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter,
thank you, Jesus,
Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11, and y'all going to have to try to repeat this with me, after me, however you want to do it. But hallelujah, this is going to be real in the life of you and your family. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Let's praise the Lord just a little bit.
More love to thee, more
thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Come here. My heart desires more of thee. Glory to God. Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And quench.
Hallelujah.
The sin of my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that the seed sown today shall give back 30. 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you. Notice now, you're defeated, foe. We curse you from the root. We command you to be bound in Jesus' name. We evict you. You are under our feet. In fact, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. We evict you in Jesus' name. We thank God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for what you've done and what you're doing now and what you're going to do. Hallelujah, the captives are going to be set free. Hallelujah, glory to God in Jesus' name. As we decree and declare your word today in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
Say amen with an attitude.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got news for you. While you were saying amen, somebody got healed. While you were saying amen, somebody had a breakthrough. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I feel my health coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the last few weeks, we were dealing with secrets, the secret sauce. It's the secret sauce, the secrets of how to have a victorious life in Christ. You know, a lot of folks think all it is, you go to church and you get saved and you're filled with the Holy Ghost and it stops there. Oh, baby, you just walked in the door. That's the beginning. Glory to God. My the bush. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. See, you just walked in the door. Look, do me a favor, Pastor Peaches. Oh, I'm going to throw a new one on you. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. You go to that for me, and when you get there, say amen, okay? Hallelujah. We have been talking about the secret sauce. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. My goodness. But you go ahead and read.
2 Timothy 2, what was the verse?
15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
It's not enough just to open up your Bible once a week or once a month or once a year. You are working in the vineyard. You're part of the body of Christ. You got a job to do. Let me ask you this question. If your left arm only worked once a year, that would be kind of bad, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If your right eye only worked once a month, that would be kind of bad, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want the whole body working, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want it working excellently. Is that correct?
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. We started on a journey about the secret sauces. The first one, glory to God, what was the first secret sauce was that you have to be prophetic and not pathetic. In other words, you've got to call those things but be not as though they were. That's Romans 4:17. Because look here, in Job 22:28 says, you can decree a thing and it shall be established. You've got to start talking the right talk out of your mouth. Come on now. You don't be pathetic. You pathetic when you say what you see. Because it look bad and you saying that. That's pathetic. You got to be prophetic and do what Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then you jump down to verse 6 and says, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently, deliberately, intentionally seek him. You got to go seek him. And guess what? If you seek him, guess what Max is saying? If you seek, you're going to find him. So that's what we talked about, being prophetic. Call those things, be not though they were. And then that was the first secret sauce. Because these are secrets to the world. They don't realize this, but it's not a secret to those who know Christ. Hallelujah, because he'll let you know. That's one. Number two was, hallelujah, forgive. People don't understand this, how important forgiveness is. If you have current unforgiveness in your life, it erases the forgiveness of the past. You said, Brother Pearl, where you get that from? Matthew chapter 18, verse 23, and you can read all the rest. You need to deal with that. I ain't reading it now because I did it already. Read it. Your present unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. That's what the word said. I didn't write it. I came too late to change it. You check it out. Hallelujah. The king called the servant, had a $1 million debt, and he was thrown in prison. That's full family. But he said, please forgive me. I'm going to pay you all. Give me time. And the king had compassion on him and forgave his debt. Mm-hmm. That same $1 million relief fella went out and saw a fellow servant who owed him a penny ante debt. And he grabbed him by the neck. Choking him, pay me all. And that fellow servant used the same words he used. And that servant that was forgiven of the $1 million debt didn't forgive, threw him in jail.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And some others saw what happened and told the king. King called him back in his presence and said, look here, didn't I forgive you or so and so? Well, yeah, you did. Why couldn't you forgive your fellow servant who owed you a penny ante debt? Y'all throw him in jail. You got to pay me everything you owe me.
Amen.
Wait a minute. But didn't he forgive him? He took it back.
Mm.
Not because he wanted to, because of the actions of that unforgiving fellow who wouldn't forgive his fellow servant.
Amen.
You deal with that now. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to God. Then the third secret sauce. Philippians 4:6. Some of you know what that is. Be anxious for nothing. Don't you allow your emotions to dictate what you do, what you say, and how you, and what you think. Be anxious for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who got you covered?
God.
Hallelujah. Psalms 46, verse 7 and verse 11 says, I'm the Lord, and I'm with you. Both verses, 7 and 11. Both thank heaven for 7 and 11. You check it out. Psalms 46, verse 7 and verse 11. God is with you. Glory to God. Look, your emotions is like the tail that the dog wags. It's a highlighter. It's an indicator of what's going on. It doesn't direct the dog. You ever see a dog walking down the street and his tail is where his eyes should be, his eyes where his tail should be? Take that picture. In fact, go catch that rascal because you're an instant billionaire. Your emotions are significant, and they're good, but bad emotions. Trying to decide what to do with emotion, you let that be put on the back burner, and you let the Lord lead you. Psalm 37:23. The steps of the righteous are ordered by who?
The Lord.
Come on now. So that was three. Glory to God. And guess what? Today is number four. Glory to God. Yes. There was a man named John. Glory to God. Praise to God. This fellow revolutionized the world. This fellow, glory to God, did something that nobody had done before him. He was a forerunner of what we have going on today. Some people say he was born September 26th, between the year 1865 and 1877. I don't know, and I know y'all thought that was John the Baptist. Got you again. Glory to God. His name was John Lee Love. And in 1897, he patented the first portable pencil sharpener. The rest is history. And his pencil sharpener was known as the Love Sharpener. Went all over the world. And guess what? I'm just going to say this just for information's sake. He was African-American. John Lee Love. And you say, well, what does that have to do with what I want to talk about today? I like to do stuff like this. I'm just so, well, what can I say? His last name is Love. The secret ingredient for today that you got to deal with is love. You know, glory to God. What's that first scripture I have over there? Way up. What is that scripture?
The first. Say that again. The first.
First scripture.
1 Corinthians 1:27.
Now that says, you know, God takes the simple things to confound the wise.
Yes.
I mean, love doesn't sound like a heavy item. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or 20 years in college to see love.
Amen.
John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world.
He gave.
Yes. That's right. That's the rest of it. He gave his only begotten son. But see, that's love. What's that next scripture there?
James 1:22.
See, that's why I shared with you about study to show yourself approved. Because James 1:22 and 25 says, don't just be a hearer of the word. Because we done heard love for a long time. We done said love out of, if we had a dollar for every time we done said love out of our mouths, we all would be millionaires. Is that right? Come on now.
Amen.
Tell the truth and change the devil. Hallelujah. You would be a millionaire. Hallelujah. But the Bible say in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. Now go up to those other. Did you get those other scriptures?
Yes. 1 Corinthians 13.
Matthew 6:33. Okay. Let's see. 1 Corinthians 13. Is that 35?
1 Corinthians 13:33. women. It can be 1 Corinthians. No, I'm sorry. I mean, it's 1 Corinthians. Oh, well, Matthew 6:33.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. We got it. Now, Matthew 6:33, some of you know that. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And you know what God's righteousness starts with?
Hallelujah.
Do you know what God's righteousness starts with? Oh, you can say it out loud. It starts with L-O-V-E.
Love.
Yeah. Now, if you want to be like some of the folks, you might spell L-U-V. Yeah. Yeah, that's saying love with an attitude. But a lot of folks don't understand that word. Do me a favor. Go to, what's that? 1 Corinthians 13?
Yes.
Read that.
Right.
This is love.
Thanks.
And y'all know what that is. Oh, y'all know. Y'all call that the love chapter.
Yes.
In love. Go ahead.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Okay, you stop there. See, you got to understand that love is essential for your walk in Christ. That has to permeate everything you do. You can't be a bully and say you love.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Let me give you another. I like examples. Mm. You take an orange. Orange got a peel. They call it the rind. And then you got something on inside called the membrane. And then you got little sections and all kinds of. And then you got the seed. But that orange is not going to be substantial without the peel, without the rind. That won't last long without the peel, the rind.
Mm-hmm.
Love is essential for your walk. You can't have good communication with your family if you don't have love. You can't have good communication with your coworkers if you don't have love. You can't have good communication in your community if you don't have love. I know what you said. Well, you see, they talked about me. They did this and that and the other. You remember, we already covered that. You could have to forgive.
Amen.
If you mess yourself up, if you don't, forgive. Well, give me another scripture.
Matthew 6:33.
Got that. Go ahead. Okay. Next one after that.
2 Corinthians 5:21.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. See, we got to, see, remember I told you about 6:33 that we have to seek the righteousness, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Kingdom of God is built on love. His righteousness is built on love. And you say, well, you know, it's hard sometimes for me to love folks that be trying to do me dirty all the time. They done got me 2-3 times. They keep on getting me. And you know what Medea said? If they get me, I'm going to get them. I'm going to got them before they get me. And I got no. What does 2 Corinthians 5:21 says?
2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
He is our righteousness. He is our love. We in him and he is in us. You got to stand on Christ. But, you know, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. If it wasn't hard, a lot of folks would be doing it. A whole bunch of more folks would be doing it every day. But you know what God says? If you get in him, what's that? Matthew 11:28. Can you run there real quick? Matthew 11:28. See, I love giving the scriptures, and see, y'all got to make sure y'all get the addresses of scriptures.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Uh huh.
And I will give you rest.
Come on now, keep on.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Come on now.
I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
See, when you take Christ, it's all in Christ, it becomes easy, not outside of Christ. You're trying to do it in your own strength. You ain't going to make it. You're trying to love with I'm just trying to hold on. No, you get Christ in you, boy. He's the hope of glory. I mean, he loved us all. You know what you used to do. Don't play. Glory to God. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those other folk that may not be on the call. They try to play dumb with me. They've been holy all their life. Hallelujah. They never done anything wrong in their life. And they try to play dumb, and then they don't want to forgive. But that's not talking about y'all, because y'all know the Lord, and y'all been righteous ever since y'all came out the womb. Y'all came out the womb speaking in tongues. Oh, excuse me. Did I say that out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I scared somebody. Please, I don't hang up. I'll be all right in a minute. All right, give me another scripture, man, please.
Hallelujah. Romans 13:8.
Romans 13:8. When you get that, can you say amen?
Okay. Hallelujah.
You know what? I love the Word of God, don't you? Mm-hmm. See, if we study the Word of God, we see so much in the Word of God. It's going to blow our socks off. Mm. Amen? Okay, go ahead and read.
Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
God wants you to love, baby. He wants you to love. I believe the next scripture, is the next scripture of Galatians? What's the next scripture?
1 Peter 4:8.
1 Peter 4. Now, I got to deal with this. Go ahead. Go to that. When you get that, say amen. See, y'all folks say, yeah, you don't understand. That boss on the job, Donald Trump, that person, I said his name. Hallelujah. I got to love Donald Trump. Yes, you do.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why you got to love Donald Trump. Go ahead.
And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
Loving everybody is going to cover your sins, too. You loving, you put a love cover over folk. I don't mean I didn't vote for him. I'm going to love him, you know, and God loves him. Even if he wants to go to hell, God will love him all the way to hell if that's his choice. Hallelujah. You got to love that boss. But he's so mean and nasty. He's real disrespectful. Glory to God. Give me another scripture. I got to get this other scripture.
1 John 4:20.
That's the one. Read that. Because you got to understand what happens to you. What's going on here? Because love is a principal thing. Go ahead. When you get there, say amen.
Amen. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar.
Oh, Sheila. I didn't say that. Don't you dare say that. Brother Bird called me up. Did you read that scripture? What's that scripture again?
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, it says, wait a minute. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
What's that scripture again?
First John 4:20.
You better write it down. Check it out. You gotta love, even if you gotta love it with real righteousness of God. I love him with the love of the Lord. That's what you gotta do something. You better love him with the love of the Lord.
Amen.
But you don't know what they did. The robber man came and took all my money, knocked me down, beat me up, assaulted me. Hey, look, you still got to forgive him and love him. That don't excuse what he did. That don't excuse what she did. That don't excuse what they did. Because the laws were the lawless, but that's the word of God. But the bottom line is that you got to love. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Galatians 5:22-23.
Hallelujah. Now, I want you to picture right now. I know my time is winding up. But the secret sauce is love. And you know, most of you know about Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit. No, it didn't say fruits of the Spirit. There's only one fruit of the Spirit. There's only one orange. We use it as an orange. But inside the orange, there are a whole lot of different things. The membrane, the vestibule, the pulp, the seeds, this, that, and the other. Well, the covering of the fruit of the Spirit is number one. What does it say? Fruit of the Spirit, love.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
All the joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance are wrapped in a wrapper surrounding all of that is love.
Hallelujah.
And if you find somebody say, I love God, but I hate that, you just said, baby, go to, what's that? Is that 1 Peter 4:20? You give her, don't call her a liar, because some folks in the old days, they pull out a gun and shoot you when you call them a liar. But you just give them 1 Peter 4:20. Repeat that after me. 1 Peter 4:20.
4:8.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's 1 John 4:20.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 1 Peter 4:8. Apologize. 1 Peter 4:8. Mm-hmm. And by the way, God bless you. I got to continue this on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Love y'all. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Because only he can give you the love for people that you just want to walk up to and smack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can do that. Hallelujah. Saying, just repeat this prayer behind me. Father God. You say, in your word, you said, if I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart and I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins.
Hallelujah.
I am a child of God, and I confess, Lord God, and I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart.
Hallelujah.
Save me from my sins, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I believe that you died, you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. Hallelujah. Saints of God, you repeated that prayer. You are a child of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we invite you for Sunday at 3 p.m. Same number you to call. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've got too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, then if you do, you're going to go mad. Better put some hands together and act like a woman. Keep me. I can't help church in.
Everybody take down.